Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Never Offended. And the text I'd like to share with you is found in the book of Psalm 119:165, an amazing statement that the psalmist makes. Great peace have they which love thy law. And if we just stopped right there, we could say, well, praise God, that's amen to that. But it goes on to say, and nothing shall offend them. The Amplified translation says, great peace have they who love your law, nothing shall offend or make them stumble. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, to offend means to cause difficulty, discomfort, injury, dislike, anger, vexation, to cause pain, to hurt, or to cause hurt or hurt feelings, as well as resentment. So any number of those negative things that happen in our lives can cause us to be offended. But this passage says that if we will love the law of the Lord, we will have great peace, as well as nothing that occurs can offend us. That's an amazing statement. The promise is nothing shall offend them. Nothing. What's nothing mean? It means no thing, past, present, or future. That's an amazing promise. Now, let me share some passages of Scripture in which we see that it's possible to be offended. Of course, we know that by our own experience. But in the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, and I want to turn to that, we see the Word of God. That's the parable of the seed that Jesus used to explain. The seed was the Word of God. And the seed that fell in stony places was a simile, if you will, a comparison of a person who continues for a while. They've heard the good news, but Jesus said, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. And perhaps, well, this might have even happened in your own life, or you've known others who they receive the gospel with joy, they're excited about Christianity, and they seek to begin to walk with the Lord, and then tribulation, hard times comes, a bunch of bad things happen, or persecution, maybe peers and loved ones cause problems, and they fall away because they were not grounded in the word. Their heart was stony. That word did not fall in good soil. They weren't sincere. There were other things, maybe emotional factors, that caused them to make a commitment to Christ. And don't we see that? From what I understand, many, you know, a lot of these evangelists say, oh, thousands came to Christ, but they've done research about how many actually followed through and lived a victorious Christian life. It was really quite few. And so, beloved, the success of our Christian walk depends on having a good heart, a fertile soil. We must be willing to be chastened by the Lord. We must be willing to allow Him to mature us. We must be willing to deny the lusts of the flesh. We must be willing to be led by the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And so, beloved, it's very possible offense can cause people to stumble. In the scripture I'd like now to share with you, in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 8, Jesus is referred to as the chief cornerstone. He is a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. The sinner out in the world is offended at the gospel. Sinners, unless the Holy Spirit has begun to prepare their heart and draw them to the Father, they don't want to hear the good news of the gospel. They don't want to hear there's only one way of salvation. They don't want to have their sinful lifestyles curtailed in any way. The prevailing attitude of today's mentality, if you will, is, well, just if it doesn't hurt anyone, there's no problem. Just see yourself fulfilled. Just get what you can for yourself. Nobody else is going to help you. Just grab what you can and get all you can. And whatever numbers of people you have to walk over to get to the top, that doesn't matter. You're gonna make sure you have it for yourself. And it is so opposed to the things and the ways of God's kingdom, where in order to be exalted, we humble ourselves. In order to become great, we become servants. And so it's 180 degree diametrically opposed state of being. And for that reason, Jesus is a rock of offense. People stumble at the word. They don't like the very idea of having to be told what to do. Why? Because of disobedience, because of rebellion. Rebellion, we're under sin, we are following the lusts of the devil. He was disobedient, he was rebelling against God, and anyone whose mind is darkened, if we're born in that condition, the sin condition, we will do the same very thing. It's only when we are willing to humble ourselves, to come to God in sincerity and say, God, I don't know if this is true, if it's real, if it's right, but reveal truth to me. Let me know the truth about Jesus. He will honor that prayer. There's a scripture in Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse 44, that I'd like to share with you. These are the words of Jesus, and he said, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, referring to himself, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Beloved, there is a breaking that comes when we come to the Lord. He will break us of our self-will. He'll break us of our pride. He'll break us of our negative attitudes, our unloving spirit. He will break all the things that are contrary to his word of God. But those who resist him, those who refuse him, the day is coming when that rock will fall on them and they will be crushed. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will indeed reap. And then another passage of scripture I'd like to share with you in Isaiah 57 and 14. But he that putteth his trust in me, this is the Lord speaking, shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain and shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Beloved, that's what we're to do, to take out the stumbling blocks, to take out the things that would offend. And beloved, it's the way of the Lord, the way of the Lord. We're talking about Psalm 119, 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is the saint's delight. Romans 7:22, Paul says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. What was he saying? He's saying his spirit man, the innermost part of him, delights in the will of God. I delight to do thy will. Oh my God, thy law is within my heart. And we also see in Psalm 119 and 77, let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Love Jesus, our Father, is the epitome of love, and he has given us the law. He's given us spiritual principles, spiritual truths that should govern our lives. Why? To constrain us, to take away freedom? No, no, there's a blessedness in keeping his ways, because if we will follow the commandment of the Lord, everything within that, those principles, those statutes, those laws are designed to bring us the greatest and ultimate happiness, fulfillment, and satisfaction. Beloved, you don't get any better than that. That's what the world is so desperately looking for. They want happiness. They want all the wonderful things, joy and success and prosperity. All the things that the world is seeking for, as Christians, we are inheritors of joy and peace. Ultimately we'll experience that in perfection when we are with the Lord, but for now we see in part and we know in part. But when he comes, we shall see him as he is, for we shall be like him, beloved. And so it is important that we understand the spiritual laws in order to live a joy-filled life. There's a blessedness in keeping his ways. Let me share some scriptures as my time draws close to a conclusion for this broadcast. Psalm 119 and 1 says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the way of the Lord." And Matthew 5:19, "Whosoever shall do and teach my commandments shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Note the order there. Whosoever shall do, first of all, and then we'll be able to teach. Otherwise, we'll be hypocrites. And then Revelation 22 and 14, "Blessed are they that do his commandments." Listen to this, "that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city." Beloved, is that your desire? If we will follow the way of the Lord, if we will hold his word fast to our heart, there are tremendous promises, tremendous things, not only in the sweet by and by, but in the here and now. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close, and I invite you to join me tomorrow as we continue on how to discover how to have great peace who love his law, and nothing shall offend them. Something we all need to know. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining me today. UCM Partners, I thank you so much for your prayer support, your financial help. Without your support, we could not continue on this station. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,